friends and neighbors. This is your host, Jack Lewis, and this here's my seventh episode of a bluegrass and old-time music radio show. You just heard Hootin' Holler Band and playing and a-singin' Mama Don't Allow No. That was Miss Darley on vocals, Coy Dog Smith on guitar and vocals, Danny Ray on French harp, Cajun Rougeau on washboard, and John Seaman on washtub bass. Now, I got to tell you right off that John Seaman sent me that live recording because he heard my podcast and he said he loved it. John is playing a washtub bass, and that got me a-thinking that I might just do an entire show using music by bands where the bass player is playing a washtub bass. Let me tell you why a washtub bass is important to me. When bands first started playing music in these here Appalachian mountains, they made their own instruments because they couldn't afford to buy one. Nowadays, all you hear are musicians a-talking and a-bragging about their Martins this and their Gibson that and the different sounds they get from their fancy orchestral-style basses. I can guarantee you no one living in the Appalachian Mountains in the olden days could ever afford these instruments, yet they made pretty music just the same. And Lord forbid, now you even see bluegrass bands a-playing electrified bass guitars, and if you go to the Grand Old Opry today, all you see on stage are electrified instruments that look just like the ones used by rock and roll bands. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with electrified instruments or rock and roll bands, but bands that play these instruments ain't preserving old time and bluegrass music in my book. Okay, enough talking. Let's hear one of these bands, the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers, play Brown's Dream.
Okay, just have a little bit of Brown's Dream.
Thank you.
Their own Mountain Hilltoppers played in the old-time band competition this year at the 70th Galax Virginia Old Fiddlers Convention in place number 12. But I'm telling you, I was there and listened to every one of the old-time bands, and if the judgment was made on the audience applause alone, the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers would have been in first place, and the next closest band would have been in 10th place. Janice Birchfield is hilarious when she plays washed-up bass, and the energy she and the rest of the band members put out electrifies the audience. No wonder the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers are in great demand as an old-time dance band, and you'll be hearing more from them later. Now let's hear a band named Alexander Whizbang.
All right, gentlemen, we're having a dance here. You see all those people out there on the floor? They're ready to flatfoot themselves into an underwear sale. You all know what that is, boys. That's half off and still falling. Let's go make it happen.
song was called Sugar Hill. Alexander Whizbang is a three-member band consisting of Skip Slocum on the banjo, Bill Clark on the fiddle, and Rick Sutphin on the washed-up bass. I met Rick at the Galax Leaf and String Festival in Galax, Virginia this past June, and we both played our washed-up basses together. Rick has a traditional style washed-up bass and uses a broom handle and a clothesline for his string. He plays with a lot of energy, and you had no problem hearing his bass. Rick tapes all of his fingers with duct tape when he plays to help prevent the buildup of calluses. But from what I could see, he had a serious set of calluses on his fingers anyway. I'll be playing more music from Alexander Whizbang shortly. Before I go on, I just want to tell you that I really appreciate all the emails you've been sending me. I already mentioned the email I got from John Seaman, and I thank him for taking the time to write to me. I also want to thank James H. Haley for his kind email. James is out there in Los Angeles fighting the good fight in the freeway traffic each day, and he says my podcast relaxes him. James takes my podcast and burns it in MP3 format onto a CD, which he plays in the MP3 player in his car. James says he and his wife are old hillbillies from the Ozarks of Missouri, but he sure knows a bit about digital technology. Thank you, James, for your email. Keep 'em coming. Okay, by now you know I also play a washed-up bass fiddle. Mine is a two-string bass that has the A and E strings from an orchestral-style bass fiddle. I fret to get the other notes I need for the chords I play. My band is the Oriskany Strings, and if you've been a-listening to this show for a while, you have heard me play this band before. Now I'm going to play a tune that features me playing the washtub bass. It's an old Flat and Scruggs tune called Foggy Mountain Special.
One,
there.
I think for certain an audience loves to hear a bass player take a break every once in a while. But doing runs and walks and playing melodies on a washed-up bass, well, that is just something most people in an audience never heard before. Now I'm going to play three songs in a row by the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers, Alexander Whizbang, and the Oriskany Strings. Thank you.
job on that.
That was the Rome Mountain Hilltoppers and Alexander Whizbang both playing Cripple Creek so that you could hear the differences in their playing style. And that was the Oriskany Strings playing Rocky Top. All of these tunes are great dancing songs, and all bands had dancers dancing to their music. The primary purpose of the bass in an old-time and bluegrass band is to keep the tempo or rhythm of the band. A good bass player is like a metronome. In my opinion, keeping the beat is 90% of a bass player's job. So in this important area, it hardly matters whether the bass player is playing a washed-up bass or an orchestral-style bass. Playing in the right key and hitting the right notes are certainly important to a bass player, but it is a secondary role unless the bass player is taking a break. Few people in an audience will ever notice that the bass player hits the wrong note, and many won't even notice if the bass is being played in the wrong key. So that is why a clothesline attached to a broom handle sounds good if the player is keeping the beat. When I first started playing my washed-up bass, several musicians came up to me and told me that they thought it was comical that I was tuning my bass. When I inquired why it was comical, they told me that most bass players they knew don't tune their orchestral-style basses and just play by ear. Now I understand why. If you want to learn more about washed-up basses, I will be including some photos and different types of washed-up basses and links to several websites in my blog. So just get on my website at radio.serverstation.com and click the blog link. Remember, Server Station is one word and it's spelled S-U-R. B-E-R-S-T-A-T-I-O-N. The complete URL is http://radioserverstation.com without the three W's. One type of washtub bass I considered when I was searching for the washtub bass I play was the Yates-style washtub bass. This bass had a pole that you could bend attached to the washtub on one end, and on the other end was attached a fingerboard and a string that ran from the top of the pole down to the bottom of the tub without touching the fingerboard. The player bends the pole and frets the string against the fingerboard to get the notes needed to form chords. It's a clever and inexpensive design, and here's what it sounds like. Consists of a wooden-shaped post or neck mounted on the top of a cross member at the bottom. This assembly sits on top of the rim of the tub so it doesn't touch the bottom. The assembly is held upright by three cables attached to the neck at one end and the tub rim at the other. At the top of the pole are two tuners with the bass strings attached. The other ends of the strings are attached to the tub bottom. I tune the strings to A and E and fret the strings against the neck to get the other notes needed for my chords. Here's what it sounds like when I play it.
Oh,
probably noted I had the volume cranked up on my washed-up bass so you could hear it above the vocals and the other instruments. I'm very careful with the volume of my bass when I play so I don't drown out the vocalist or any of the other instruments. The Oriskany strings have great vocalists, and it is their voices blended with the instruments that give that band their unique sound. Okay, now let's hear another three songs by these bands.
We're going to do Soldier Joy two-step speed. Now, any of you pretty little girls out there two-stepping, that great big old clumsy man of yours two-steps on one of your feet, you just take the other foot and two-step behind him and kick him right in the tuckus. That's an old mountain word for never you mind.
wanted to take another moment to acknowledge those who sent me emails. Thank you, Michael Shearer, for your short and sweet email. I'm glad you are listening. And I want to thank Elmar, who lives all the way across the Atlantic in Bad Waldsee, Germany, for sending me a URL, that lovely town, and for telling me you enjoy the music I play. And to everyone out there, please keep sending emails. I pass these on to the band so they know there are lots of lovely people like you enjoying their music. Well, that about ends up my show. I sure do appreciate you listening, and please visit my website and check out my blog. And if you would like to share your thoughts, why don't you join my Yahoo group? Just enter your email where you see the button labeled Yahoo Groups Join Now. I know others would like to meet you and talk with you. Don't forget to send me a personal email and let me know what you think of my radio show and what you think about these bands. We sure would appreciate it. My web address, once again, is radio.serberstation.com. And Serber Station is one word spelled S-U-R-B-E-R-S-T-A-T-I-O-N. So until next time, this is Jack Lewis of Old Serber Station Radio wishing you the very best.